Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
I just received a call that you have received an order for $2.99.
Okay, like as I can check in my database, yesterday there was an order and the order is a mobile phone which cost around $300. Alright, so that is the reason you are getting the call.
But I didn't order anything.
Okay, so there can be a possibility might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details. Okay, because when I checked the database, yesterday there was an order. So can you please let me know what was the last time you had did online shopping, you remember?
Long time back. I haven't ordered anything from eBay for a long time now.
Okay. So you are saying that you had not placed any order from your end, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So, have you ever connected your mobile phone in public Wi-Fi in the past?
Lots of time.
Sorry, lots of time. Okay. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pass this request to one of the senior engineers so we can block all the orders as well as if the money is going to get debited, then we are going to refund it. Okay, so the mobile phone which you are using, it's an Android or it's an Apple?
It's an Android.
Android. So do one thing, sir, put me on a speaker and open up Play Store from your mobile phone. Play Store.
Okay.
Did you open up the Play Store?
Yep.
Okay, now at very top, can you see there is a search? To type something, search.
Yes, I know how to use Play Store.
Okay, click on it and type it over there, AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Okay.
Now click on search and tell me what you can see.
Click on search, option to install it or yep.
What application name you can see over there? Tell me.
AnyDesk remote desktop.
Yeah. Install that application.
Why would it's for desktop. AnyDesk remote desktop.
You not need to get worried. Okay. It's not for desktop. That is a remote support application.
Okay.
Once you will see open, just let me know.
Yes,
it's downloaded.
Okay. Yes, it's open now. Yep, I have it open.
Now what you can see?
It's just my some numbers, some motels, something.
Okay, tell me the numbers slowly one by one.
Why do you need that number?
Because this is one time server application number. From here, we are going to connect you to the secure server. Okay.
It's 627.
All right.
959.
Okay.
062.
Okay. It's 627959062, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. And just below that number, can you see it's written set password?
Yes, set password for internet and business.
Click on set password.
Just give me a second.
Now what you can see?
No, just give me a second. It's giving me a lot of options right now.
At very top, can you see interactive access? I will guide you. Can you see interactive access at very top?
Yes, I can. It says
okay. No need to touch anything. I will guide you, sir. Just below interactive access, there are three options, right?
Yep.
And just below, can you see it's written permissions?
Yes.
And just below permissions, there are five options, right? Three are highlighted, two is not highlighted, correct?
Yep.
And just below it's written enable previous session profile, and just below it's written clear previous session profiles, right?
Yep.
And just below, can you see it's written permission profiles?
Yep.
Click on permission profile.
Okay.
Now what you can see?
Nothing, they just selected it. It says like, okay.
Once you click on permission profiles, now what you can see? Read me out.
Just give me a second. Why do I need to select this option?
Sorry? I'm going to provide you a secure password, sir. I already told you hackers have been found on your network. So that is the reason I'm providing you the security. Okay?
Okay. But this says it's interactive access, permissions.
Yeah, that is all the gateways. Okay, we have to put down the correct way gateway so hackers will not get into the server in near future. This is the main concern because they had already crashed the web server of the internet. All right, this is the main thing.
Uh-huh.
Click on permission profile. Now what you can see after clicking on permission profile?
It opened it up. It says like default, screen sharing, full access, unattended access.
Click on full access.
Okay.
Now can you see the second option which says enable unattended access?
Yes.
Click on that checkbox.
Uh-huh.
Now what you can see?
It says this password is 2 weeks. Set password.
Just above, can you see there is a red line? Click on that red line and type it over there. I will provide you the password. All the letters will be in the upper case, okay? On the capital letters, all the letters.
Okay.
The password will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay 1517. All the letters, capital letter.
Upper eBay? Case,
1517.
Okay.
Now click on OK. Now okay. What you can see?
Nothing, same screen.
Just hold on. Let me check. Top left hand side corner, can you see there is a back arrow to go back?
No, there is a close button at this.
Click on
bottom.
Close. Click on close. Now top left hand side corner, can you see there is a back arrow to go back?
Yes, there is.
Click on the back arrow.
Yes.
Now what you can see?
It brought me back to the same screen.
Can you see the numbers, your address with some numbers?
Yes.
Tell me the numbers once again.
It's 627.
Uh-huh.
959.
Okay.
062.
It's showing it's not active. 627959062, correct?
Yes.
Are you confirm it's the same number which you can see
over here? 627959062.
Okay, just hold on. And what was the last time you had did online shopping? You remember?
I did it from Amazon, not from eBay.
Not from eBay. Okay. So what hackers had done is they had used your number in order to create an eBay. Okay. And they were trying to do the transaction.
Okay. That's weird. I'm not really sure how that has happened.
We are going to show you each and everything. All right. And I also got two unknown locations from the account. One location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Nigeria. So have you ever been to those countries in the past, like for business or for travel?
No. Never been to Africa.
Okay. And apart from shopping, do you do any sort of online banking or checking the statements from the same mobile phone?
Yes.
All right. And have you ever connected your mobile phone in public Wi-Fi in the past?
Like sometime, but not recently.
Sometime you do, okay. Because we are going, we are getting a strong update that the hackers are from the overseas. Might they have been the overseas? Okay. And they were trying to do the transaction 4 to 5 times yesterday around 4 p.m. So like, had you done any sort of online, shopping around 4 p.m. yesterday?
No.
Okay. I'm going to confirm you the number once again. It's 627959062. Correct?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay. Let me check. Now, don't do anything. You will get... I think the number is wrong, sir. Okay. Because we can't able to get the connection. It's saying the address is wrong.
Address is wrong. It's the same number.
Tell me the number once again.
627959062.
627959062. Okay, do one thing, close any desk and open it up once again. Close any desk.
Okay. Okay.
Now, can you see the number? Now you will get another number. Tell me the number. Confirm me the address number.
It's the same number.
Okay. It's 627959062. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, and your phone is connected with Wi-Fi or it's running with the mobile data?
No, I stopped mobile data because you said like it was being hacked, so I stopped it.
right now, do you have internet running on your mobile phone or not?
It was, but I stopped it right now.
No, no. You have to connect your phone with the internet. Turn on the mobile data.
Yes. You said like my phone was being hacked, so I stopped it.
It's not being hacked, sir. The server has been misused by some online hackers. Okay. And that is the reason we are going to connect you to the secure server, eBay secure server. You will get the notification also in your mobile phone. So turn on your mobile data first of all, and you will get the notification on your mobile screen from eBay secure server.
Okay.
It's on.
No, I'm turning it on now.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, turned on.
Turned on. Let me send you the request once again. Just hold on.
What did you tell, like, what your name is? And,
my name will be Ethan. I think the mobile data is not turned on.
And, Ethan, and where are you from?
We are calling you from Sydney, Market Street, Sydney, from the eBay headquarters.
Okay.
Because can you please turn on your internet, sir?
I checked the eBay number. Like, they don't have mobile number. It's something 1300.
Yes, you are getting a call from a secure line. I already told you 10 times that your line has been misused by some online hackers. Okay, that is the reason you are getting this call from a secure line, sir. Nobody can misuse this line. Okay.
Okay.
Is your mobile data is on?
Yes, mobile data is on.
I don't think so. Turn on your mobile data, sir. If you want to fix up the problem, you have to listen to me. Okay. Otherwise, stop playing with us.
No, it's okay. It's okay, but let me check my eBay account first. Like, why can't I see it on my eBay? Like, any order is placed or something?
Because we had not processed the order from our end. Okay, we had not authorized it. That is the reason you got a confirmation call right now. We will show you each and everything. You can't able to see, sir. I told you. If you wish to see, then the money will be get debited at the same moment of time. We are trying to save you, sir. Okay?
Okay. But that's a little confusing now because I have never seen it like this before.
Yes, hackers are not your common friend, right? They are going to knock your door each and every day. Why they are called hackers? Because they will not knock your door and let you know that they are going to hack your thing. This is not a common problem, okay? This is something, a serious issue which you are facing right now.
If I don't have anything in my order list, how can eBay deduct the money from my account?
Because, my God, you don't understand what hackers can do. They are already using your... Hold on. They are already using your personal details. Okay? Your bank account details, each and everything. That is the reason the order has went through.
Can I directly call my bank and ask them to stop the...
Nobody can help you. You are wasting your time. If you want to call up your bank, call up your bank. If your bank is so much aware of these things, then they had already given you the call, okay? But they didn't have made you aware. So you can think about yourself.
Okay.
We are the person who is the responsible person over here.
No, I trust you. The thing is, like, course, my friends and others, like, they have...
Sorry?
I don't use internet that much. I am 50 years old. I am a little bit skeptical, like, how these things work, because I keep hearing a lot of scam things going around. So I just want to make sure, like, if I am, might do the right person.
Sir, we are not going to ask any kind of personal details over the phone. This call is being recorded for training and quality purpose. All right. So don't get worried for anything. I will show you each and everything in front of your eyes. Okay.
If I connect my phone to internet, will you guys my phone?
Pardon? Hello? Yes, sir.
I said, like, if I give you access to my phone, you guys mm-hmm. be able to access my bank data as well, because it has my bank details on the phone.
Sir, we are not going to access your phone, first of all. We are going to connect your device in a secure server, okay? So if there will be any hackers in your line, then they will get blocked automatically from the server end. Okay, and we are going to fix up the web server issues over the internet. Nobody is going to access your phone. And we are not going to ask any kind of personal details over the phone. This call is being recorded for training and quality purpose. So you not need to get worried for anything. I am making sure each and everything from mind that nothing will go wrong, okay? And I will also show you the problem that is happening on your device. So, turn on your internet.
Okay. Okay, it's on now. So, I am reinstalling the application. I deleted it before.
Okay.
Let me reinstall the application.
Sure. Once you will see open, just let me know.
Okay. Okay, it's open now. I will need to set up a password again.
Yes, click on set password.
Where was it?
Just below the numbers. Can you see the numbers over there, your address? Just below the numbers. Can you see set password?
No, there is no set password here. It's just a new number, something, remote address. Two things only.
Okay, just above remote address. Can you see it's written set password in small letters?
No.
Then what you can see from the beginning?
There are two things, your address, remote address, just that.
Okay, can you see your address with some numbers?
Yes.
Tell me the number. Not an issue. Tell me the number.
It's a 456.
456.
144.
144.
578.
I think this is a wrong number you are given.
No. Okay. This is exactly the number. Security warning, you are above.
Hold on. We are going to provide you the secure line, okay? It will come up automatically. All right. Now, just below that number, can you see it's written set password? Set password.
No, there is no option of set password there.
Okay. At very top, left-hand side corner, can you see three lines, three white lines?
Yes. Click on that three bars.
Yes.
Now can you see the third option? I will guide you, sir. You not need to get worried. I will guide you step by step. Can you see screen recording, downloads, settings?
Yes, settings, yes.
Click on settings once.
Yes.
Then click on security on the second option.
It's on the security, yes. Yes, yes.
Okay, now can you see interactive access at very top?
Yes.
Now, just below there are three options. Leave that. Below, can you see permissions?
Permissions. Allow the device to save login. Clear all tokens. Enable two-factor. Yes.
Okay, enable two-factor. Okay, enable two-factor authentication. And below, can you see it's written permission profiles? Permission profile.
Two-factor authentication?
No. Don't do anything, sir. That is the server settings. It has been updated automatically. I will tell you, you only have to reset the password, okay? So the hackers will not get into it.
Okay.
Below enable two-factor authentication, there are two bars, right, which is not highlighted, correct?
Yes. It says,
okay.
Enable for saved login information, enable for login password.
Exactly. And just below it says enable previous session profiles, right?
Yes, it's checked.
Okay, lovely. And just below it says clear previous session profiles, right?
Yes.
Okay, and just below can you see permission profiles?
Yes, it says default, screen sharing, full access, unattended access.
Click on full access.
It's a permission. Oh, okay. It opened up something.
Now what you can see?
I see permission profiles.
Lovely. And below. Okay. Click on full access, sir. Full access.
Full access. Full access done. Yep.
Okay. Once you click on full access, can you see first thing over there, it's written profile enabled and there is a checkbox which is checked, right?
Yes.
And just below it says enable unattended access and there is a checkbox, right?
Yes.
Click on that checkbox.
Okay. Yeah.
Now it says set password, correct?
Yes.
So okay, now you have to type the password. All will be in the uppercase. Make sure all will be in the uppercase, capital letters. The password will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay 1517. All the letters in the capital. eBay 1517. Done, sir?
Sorry, eBay 1517, right?
Exactly.
It says the password is too weak.
Okay. No. Did you click on OK? Just below there is an option which is called OK.
No, I typed in and it still says like it didn't highlight the button OK. It is still grayed out. I can't click on it.
Okay, can you see the dots over there? The dots are, can you see? The password dots.
Yes. I did put that, but it didn't highlight the button okay. It says the password is too weak.
It will highlight it. Do one thing, delete the password. Delete the password. Remove it.
Yes.
Okay, all will be in the uppercase. I will spell it out for you one by one. Make sure all the letters will be in the capital. All the letters will be in the bold letters. Okay. The first letter will be E. E for echo. E, capital E.
Mm-hmm.
Then B. B for Barcelona. B, capital B.
Okay.
Then A for Apple. A, capital A.
A for Apple?
Yeah, like A for America.
Okay.
Then Y for Yankee. Y, capital Y.
Yes.
Then from the numbers, number 1.
Yes.
Number 5.
Yes.
Number 1.
Yes.
Number 7.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's lovely. Now just below, can you see OK? Click on OK.
Yes.
Once you click on OK, the password box disappeared, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now I will let you know, don't share this password to any of the third person. Okay, this is a secure password which has been generated through the server end to you. All right, so I will request you, don't share this password to any of the third person. Now you will get a security warning from our side. Okay, did you get the security warning from our side?
Yes, you are about to grant full control of your device. Only accept this request if you truly.
Yeah. Now, just below, I will tell you. Can you see it?
Supporters will never cold call you. What does it say? What cold call? Legitimate supporters will not cold call you.
It's saying that you will only receive this notification from a genuine company, okay, while you are talking to a representative, okay. While you are not talking to a representative, you will never get this notification on your screen, okay. So, that means you are getting this notification from right person, okay, from the right company. Now, you will get the warning message once again. What you have to do, you have to scroll down the page, there will be a checkbox. It says, I aware of the risk. You have to check that box, then click on accept.
Okay.
And you will get, you will see eBay secure server notification automatically.
Okay, I trust this call.
Check that box.
I'm aware of the risk.
Click on I aware of the risk, then click on accept.
Okay, I don't know what would like to view your desk. I don't know.
No. What option you can see? Option.
Incoming connection request. I don't know would like to view your desk. Permission profile. Scam protection.
What? You are in the protected server, sir. You are in the protected server right now. Can you see any positive option? Allow, okay, yes.
It says accept, dismiss.
Click on accept. Now what option you can see? Tell me the positive option.
Recording or casting with any desk. Any desk will have access.
Can you see start now? Start now. Click on start now on the positive option.
Okay.
That's lovely. Now I'm going to provide you the secure password once again, okay? Top left hand side corner, can you see 3 bars? Click on the 3 bars.
Yep.
The 3 lines. Now click on settings. Then click on security.
Yep.
Now what you can see?
It's the same thing.
Okay, hold on. You are going to, the connection has lost, okay. The thing is, the hackers which has been found on your network, they had already disrupted your web security over the network, okay. We got to know. And 3 hackers are still active on your line, all right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you the request once again, okay? You have to do the same thing. What can you see on your mobile phone? Let me know.
my internet got disconnected somehow.
Okay, turn on your internet, sir.
No, it's turned on, but I'm not even able to...
I think you are getting worried. Okay, you have some kind of trust issues. That is the reason you are turning off your internet again and again.
No,
see, sir, we are just...
I haven't turned it off.
Okay, try to turn on once again. Internet. Check your internet is working or not.
I tried using Google. It's not.
Okay. Do you have Wi-Fi connection?
No, I'm in the car.
You are on the car. Okay, not an issue. And you are getting this type of internet issues every day or sometimes?
Like generally in the car when I am traveling, like I am coming back from work.
Okay. I think due to the network issues, correct? The network issues is going on.
Should I uninstall the application and install it again now?
No. The application is perfectly fine. Okay. Check whether your internet is working or not, because your internet is interrupting right now.
It doesn't happen. Like, yeah, it's back now, but let me reinstall.
No. Don't do it, sir. It's waste of time.
Okay.
Open up the AnyDesk application.
Okay.
I will guide you, sir. I assist hundreds of customers. I know. There is no issue with the app, okay? The internet is interrupting. Now, can you see the numbers, your address with some numbers? 456144578. Okay.
No, the number has changed now.
Number has changed. Okay, tell me the number.
It's 500.
Okay.
172.
Uh-huh.
371.
Okay, now you will get the warning notification once again from our server side. Okay, just hold on. You have to click on I aware of the risk, then click on accept. Click on the checkbox, I aware of the risk, then click on accept.
Okay. Again, it's
click on.
2, 5,
yeah, click on start now. No need to read, sir. It will come up again and again. No need to read. Click on start now.
Okay. Start recording or casting with AnyDesk. AnyDesk will have access to all of the information that is visible on your screen. Okay.
Below, what option you can see? Tell me the positive option. Allow, accept, okay.
But it says like AnyDesk will have all my information.
No, all your information means the server information, okay, which the hackers has already been using.
It says it includes information like passwords, payment details, photos.
No, never. This is a remote support application. You have downloaded it properly from the Play Store, right? Play Store, they will never provide you any kind of...
But it says on the message itself.
That is just a message, sir. Trust me. That is just a warning notification. That's it.
Okay.
Click on the positive option. Lovely. Now, just top left-hand side corner, can you see the three bars?
Yes.
Click on the three bars, three lines. Click on settings.
Yes.
Click on security.
Yes.
Click on permission profiles. Scroll down the page. You can see permission profiles.
Yes.
Click on it, permission profiles.
But we did it, right, already?
No. I'm going to provide you another password, sir. Click on full access. I told you the hackers are still active. That is the main concern. Click on enable unattended access, the checkbox. Click on the red line. you will get a keyboard to type something, the password. Now, you will get, now what you can see?
I can see nothing.
Okay, now the first letter will be E, E for echo, capital E, bold letter, capital.
Yep.
Do you type a capital? Because it's getting the negative response from the server. The password should be capital, capital E.
Yes.
E, E for echo. We are getting negative, sir. Delete that password. Delete that. Make sure, okay. Can you see, you got an arrow, right? Put a double tap on the arrow. The letters will be automatically on the board. Now type E, E for echo, E. Then B, B for Barcelona, B. Done?
Yep.
We're getting negative response. Delete the first one. Sorry, the second letter. Second letter. Second. Then type B. B for boy. B.
I said boy. Oh, I thought D.
Yeah, B. Okay. That is the reason. Okay. Then A. A for America. A. Then Y. Y for Yankee. Y. Then number 1. Number 5. Number 1. Number 7.
Okay.
Click on OK.
But will this give you permissions to my again? This
No. No, sir. This password is for you. Yours. No, can you see the password is...
Uh-huh. It says enable unattended access. Like, will you be
unattended...
To...
No. Enable unattended access means it will going to get shot off all the unattended access which has been produced by the hacker on your device. Okay. So, did you click on OK?
No, I didn't. I wanted to ask you about this one. Like, what is this? Like, if I'll do this, like,
No, sir. You are talking to eBay right now. It's a genuine company. We are not authorized. All right. You have to understand my points. From last half an hour, I'm trying to guide you and assist you. Do you think any wrong people will try to assist you and guide you? No, sir. We are trying to save you. Okay. So don't worry about anything.
See, it says like you are viewing my screen right now.
We are not viewing anything, sir. We have been connect you to the secure server right now. You are on the secure server. Okay. I'm going to show you. Okay. Do one thing. Open up Google. I will tell you what hackers are doing with your things. Open up Google. I will tell you.
Yes.
I will show you. Okay, now at very top, type it over there, validator, V-A-L-I-D-A-T-O-R. Now click on the W3C Markov Validation Service, the first option. Now you will get a server page. Can you see there the white long panel to type something?
Yes.
Click on it and type it over there, www. All will be in the small dot.
Okay, now, yep.
Onlineshopping.com. Now,
okay.
Just below, can you see it's written check? Click on check.
Yes.
Once you click on check, don't do anything, okay? Now, what you can see?
Errors blocking validation. Sorry.
Yes. Can you see errors blocking validation? What hackers are doing is they are blocking the validation each and every time. Okay. This is the main concern. Now do one thing. Go back once again. I will show you the another thing. Go back once again. Now make the panel empty and type it over there. www.
Shouldn't it be like?
Yes. Yeah, now type www.ebay.com.
Okay.
Now click on check. Now don't do anything. It will get you the whole result. Can you see anything? Connection is secure.
Yeah, but this is
once. Yeah, once the now tell me, do you find any kind of errors or warnings message on it or not? Errors or warning. Scroll down the page. Can you see any kind of red errors or yellow warning?
Yeah, here is error.
Okay, scroll down the page. Tell me the total number of errors or warning you can see over there.
Okay, what's this? I don't understand the code. Yeah, there are like couple of them, I guess. 3, 4,
mm-hmm.
5. Yep, 5, 6 errors.
Okay.
So what these errors mean? 8 errors. 9, 10,
I will make you understand. Tell me the total number.
10, 11, 12. Oh, there are many. Like,
lots of. Okay. No need to count. There are more than 10. That means it's already on the red zone. Let me tell you one thing. Whenever a professional hacker is trying to get into your eBay account without your knowledge and permission, okay, at that moment of time, your server generates this type of errors and warnings in order to make you aware, okay? But these things are hidden by the hacker. So that is the reason this type of errors and warnings can't be seen by your naked eyes. And that is the reason you are getting the problem, okay? Can you see how many errors and warnings you can see over there? I believe you can see lots of errors and warnings, right?
Yes.
So this is the main concern, sir. You are on the secure server right now. That is the reason you are going to see these kinds of errors and warnings. Okay, this is the main concern. So that is the reason we are providing you the secure password. Now do one thing, come out of the Google. Come out of it.
Yes.
Done. Now I'm going to provide you the secure password, okay? Click on, can you see anything as permission profile?
A quick thing, like, will it be okay if I contact my bank first?
Sir, if bank is responsible, sir, bank are not aware of all these things and they will never make you aware of these things because you are having some kind of hacking issues, okay? And all the payments has been... Yes,
sir. Listen, my bank told me last time, like when I went to their bank for with my friend, they told me, like, if you get like this kind of call where your account is being hacked or something, come to us first, then talk to someone else. They did.
We are not saying that your bank account has been hacked, sir. Your bank account is safe and secure. Your eBay account has been hacked. Okay. What hackers are doing, they are using your personal identity in order to do the transaction. Okay. Your bank account is safe and secure. The thing is, hackers are doing it.
I can understand that. I'm just saying, like, if I'll tell my bank not to transfer that money, stop that money, and I close my eBay account.
No, that is not a permanent solution. First of all, we had not processed the money from our end. We had already blocked that money, okay? The money will be not get charged from your end, okay? So don't worry about anything. All right. Second thing, deleting the eBay account is not a permanent solution. If you are doing Amazon also, they can get into your Amazon also. If you are doing another thing also, they can get into that website also, okay? So we have to stop the hacker right now, okay? The first priority will be in order to stop the hacker. That is the reason we have shown you the problem and I'm going to provide you the secure password. You have to understand these things. All right.
Jesse, it's still saying, like, I don't know, is now viewing your desk.
That is just a secure server, sir. Okay. How much time I will tell you? Nobody's viewing your desk. Being your desk means you have been connected to the secure server. Can you see something as connection established? Can you see it?
Yes.
So that is the reason you are on the secure server right now, sir. Okay. Nobody is being your anything. I don't know means that is a server thing. That is a server website, okay? That the hackers will not able to know that you have been connected to the secure server and you are having some word with the engineers. All right. If they will get to know that you are having some word with the engineers, they can simply hide away from your thing. This is the main concern. Okay. And they will try to get into your another website. All right. This is the general thing, sir. I assist hundreds of customers every day. So don't worry about anything. You are talking to a senior engineer. Yes, sir.
Can I search that AnyDesk in the validator?
Yeah, you can search.
What should I type?
AnyDesk.com.
What does this validator do?
Validator is a website, okay? It's a website from where it's going to provide you the secure connection. It's going to show you about the results, okay? I believe you are also only going to get the info. You are just wasting the time, sir. Do one thing, come out of the Google. I'm going to show you each and everything. All right, okay? Now do one thing.
If you can guide me, like, why do you like I am not comfortable with this part where you say like unattended access. If you can guide me, I can take you to that particular page or something. But I am not like really understanding like why.
Okay, okay, don't set the password. Come out of the swipe up the page. Swipe it up. Come out of the AnyDesk. Swipe it up. Okay, yes. Now do one thing, just check your account from your side and tell me, do you have any charge of $300 from your end or not? Check and let me know of yesterday date.
No.
Do you have any kind of charge of $300 or not?
No.
You can't see, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So this is the main concern, sir. We had already been stopped each and everything from our end. Okay. This is the main concern. And the hackers which has been found on your network, they have been already trying to misuse with your personal details, okay? That is the reason we are keep trying to make you aware and make you understand. All right, if we will release the payment from our side, then the money will be get debited, okay? And bank will also can't able to help you. It's the eBay who is protecting you, sir. All right. Now okay. Do one thing, swipe up the page, swipe it up and open up the Google.
Yep.
Now at very top, can you see it's written search, type it over there, number one.
Yep.
Then put a single space.
Uh-huh.
Then IP, I for India, P for Peter. Then put a single space. Then address.
Okay.
Now, what you have typed at very top, let me know.
One IP address.
Just before one, type my one IP address. Make it my one IP address.
Okay. But I should stop it, like if it's on the server first, I guess.
Then I can't able to help you, sir. If you are closing the session again and again, then you are going to get charged and nobody is going to get responsible for it. Okay, I can't able to help you in this. Why you are closing the server each and every time? Tell me.
I told you, like,
do you
I'm
think
going
it's
to
a joke? It's not a joke, sir. I'm trying to help you, okay?
But
it's not a joke. I'm playing around, girl. Why you don't understand?
Server needs my IP address.
Oh my God, I'm trying to show you, sir. I'm trying to show you. I don't know that. I don't need your IP address. Why you don't understand? What I will do with your IP address? I assist hundreds of customers. I have hundreds of IP address. What I will do with your IP address? The hackers which are using your address, sir, what they can do is they can use your personal identity, your IP address, your server address in order to buy any illegal activities also, like for drugs or for illegal weapons. You will face the problem in future. Why you don't understand?
यार भाई चल भाई यार बहुत थक गया मैं चलो सो जा जाके थोड़ी देर
सॉरी
मैं क्या थक गया यार अब मैं भी सो जा जाके थोड़ी देर यार अब तू काम कुम कर ले जाके